Well, if you can hear some noise in the background here, it's just wrapping up a brief protest on behalf of Move Your Money UK, which is a campaign organisation calling on people to take their money out of the high street banks and into more socially responsible alternatives, like building societies, the cooperative and smaller ethical banks like Triodos, Charity Bank and Ecology Building Society, as well as the credit unions.
How many of you are actually there? Where exactly are you? Are you outside Barclays in the city?
We're just outside Barclays by Westminster,
right?
Because we're wanting to follow Bob Diamond's example and encourage people to say bye-bye to Barclays. So we're very much concerned that the debate in Parliament is turning into a matter of political point scoring and mudslinging. And we've got a sort of a scalp hunting going on in the media instead of looking at the urgent problem of reforming the banking system. And so I think the deep concern is this banking crisis is quickly turning into a political crisis. And as much as the Bank of England have become embroiled, senior politicians on both sides of the House, as well as the regulators. And so it's that trust in the banking system is obliterated, but it's also damaging trust in the establishment. And that's why we're seeing evidence of lots of people starting to move their money. The campaign started in America, where 10 million people have moved their money over the last 18 months. It's just reached the UK. Prior to the libel scandal, we know that 10,000 people got in touch saying they're moving their money, or they're in the process, or they just recently have done. But since the libel scandal broke, we've seen a 15-fold increase in hits to our website.
Now, your Facebook page suggests that you'll be withdrawing your money from the bank to show that you don't trust them with your savings. Lucky you to have any savings, may I just add, jealously. And you're going to be covering the bank with your messages so that bankers and politicians see what you're saying. And you've also said, don't worry if you're not a Barclays customer. Everyone disgruntled with the banks is welcome to the event. Have people actually gone in and withdrawn their money this morning then?
We've had a couple of Barclays customers who have actually closed their accounts this morning after decades with the bank. And which I think it shows just how big a shifting point this is in terms of consumer trust. And there's a lot of people withdrawing their money out of the cash machine as a symbolic gesture. But the fact that we've got customers who have been with Barclays for 20 or 30 years and are saying, actually, the practices of these large institutions are totally unacceptable to me, that I no longer trust them with my custom, I think just demonstrates how far public opinion is really shifting on this issue.